There are a lot of industries that are really suffering. How many industries can we think of that are not suffering at the moment? Perhaps the retail industry. I'm sure that their volumes are down. Pick and Pay and Spa and Checkers and Woolworths, their volumes are down, but at least they're in better shape than most other industries in South Africa. The restaurant industry, kaput. The entertainment industry, essentially kaput. The travel and tourism industry, flatlining. And there is help available. How much help and how useful it is going to be to you? Well, I mean, those are moot questions because we don't know how long this is going to last. Lockdown might be partially lifted, but there still might be restrictions on movement. There still might be restrictions on gatherings. So we simply don't know, other than the fact that a lot of the South African economy is, well, it's in need of one of the scarce ICU beds that are available in the country. Alderman James Voss is the Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Opportunities and Asset Management, put out a statement earlier today with some guidance for travel and tourism businesses impacted by the COVID-19 crisis. That's all of them, James. Good afternoon. I mean, I know that some of the hotels are using some of their rooms to house emergency workers and medical staff and so on. I know a couple of Airbnbs that still have people who are desperately trying back to get back to their countries of origin, essentially trapped in South Africa for the moment. But other than that, travel and tourism is dead.
Yes, good afternoon, John, and to your listeners. Indeed, local travel and tourism businesses have been some of the hardest hit in the crisis we face. Air travel has been hit very hard, but airlines are predicted to recover faster than others, for example, the cruise industry, which will suffer from a longer-term reputational damage. And so I've set up a tourism task team in the city, which includes our dedicated tourism partner, Cape Town Tourism, as well as officials from my department, the Department of Enterprise and Investment. And so this team is providing constant updates to industry, developing responses, action steps, and will soon begin our work on the recovery plan, which I look forward to communicating on during the weeks to come. John, the good news is that the tourism industry is highly resilient and has come back time and again from disasters and periods of economic hardship. And we can expect to see some distinct changes in the way that people travel. We expect people to take shorter trips closer to home, and driven by a desire to support local businesses suffering from the fallout of the crisis.
Absolutely. I mean, James, that point I think we must all take to heart. And whether it's travel, tourism, or whether it's buying goods, we need to try and support the smaller businesses as best we can, those who are producing local as best we can. In terms of the initiatives that are available, I'm not sure that the information has got out as clearly as it should, and perhaps that's something where your department can be of great help as a sort of clearinghouse, as a first point of contact for people to trying to find out what government help is available. There's the Tourism Relief Fund. Now that's useful, but that's capped at 50,000 rand. But particularly if you are a small business, that 50,000 rand can be of great use to keep you going.
John, and also the qualifying criteria, in my view, is not broad enough.
Okay.
So I've written to my national counterpart, Minister of Tourism, asking that the relief fund for tourism businesses be expanded upon. So I appreciate the commitments made thus far by the national department. However, I believe that there's a significant number of businesses that do not meet the current criteria.
And such as, I mean, give us some examples, so perhaps people in those businesses listening get a little bit of hope.
The one that you've referred to in terms of the cap, but also the one that is for me the most problematic, is that there is a race qualification as it stands in the relief fund criteria. And I believe that that particular aspect should be removed. In fact, there should be no race qualification for any relief from the state during a national disaster. We certainly cannot curtail or keep certain businesses out of the relief. And even through the communications thus far, we've seen that the Department of Small Business, they've now done away with the race qualification since we've been lobbying them to do so, but now the Department of Tourism should do the same. And so therefore I have written to the minister asking that they broaden the criteria for assistance and to make it easier for all tourism businesses to apply and benefit. And in this particular instance, I ask that that race qualification be lifted, because all tourism businesses should be able to qualify, because they need the help in order to remain open, support their staff, and be ready to welcome tourists back once the lockdown is lifted.
Alderman James Voss, thank you very much indeed. Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Opportunities and Asset Management.